You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Da-na-na-na. What's up, AfterBuzzers? It's your girl, Nicolette Gaona, your host for 90210. As Bing is for doing it, we're doing another episode. Season 5, episode 17, Dude, Where's My Husband? I'm here with my lovely co-host, Violet, in the building.
Hey, everybody.
Hope everybody's doing good tonight. The episode was quite good,
yes.
Must say.
Some guest stars.
Really interesting.
It was fun.
Wish we would have seen a lot more, though.
Yes.
Of the whole party.
Yes.
Partiness. You know, she waking up in the pool. Which would have been like, what the hell did they do? You know, they try to make it like...
Yeah, like the hangover. Yeah.
Girl
didn't
live
version.
Up to it.
Right.
It didn't. I was kind of sad.
I want to see all the pictures.
Yes. Starting from that, Naomi, you know, is depressed and upset about her whole divorce. And what better to do than to go get shit-faced? I mean, come on now. I think all of us have done that before.
Right?
I know I have.
Get your heart broken. What else is there to do but have
drink
a girl's
it.
Night?
Yep. Have a girl's exactly. night. Drink up and have a good time. And it looks like they did.
Yes.
They started off at the bar, which at the same time, you know, Mark and Dixon had their, like, brother, you know.
Yeah. Little bromance
little
going
thing,
on.
Yeah. They're like, you know, let's go out, whatnot. We actually have a caller on the line. Let's see who it is.
Caller, you're on the line.
Hello?
Looks like they hung up.
Oh, aww. Just kidding. Well, we'll keep on going. Call back. No problem. Anyways, yeah, so, you know, they have their shots. They start drinking. All of a sudden, it turns out that she's in the pool. Now, this is just crazy to me that they're totally going to stop it there and not give us, like, the juiciness
right.
throughout the whole episode. Don't you agree?
Exactly. What the heck happened with Naomi and who the heck does she marry?
Exactly. So, you know, we find her waking up and she's looking crazy. Adriana's looking crazy. Silver's hair is looking yep. crazy. Where the hell's Annie? Stuck in a bathroom, you know?
It's poor just, Annie, she was missing like the whole episode.
Exactly. And to me, I'm just like, oh, poor thing. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I mean, what are your thoughts on this whole girls' night?
I thought it was crazy. I think it was kind of fun the way they made it kind of like The Hangover. The whole
right.
episode, they were trying to figure out what the heck happened. Going to the strip club, the guy's strip club, and... I thought it was fun, and I liked Adriana's hair with the highlights. I thought it was cute.
Yeah, it was definitely doing a lot for
yes.
me. It was a definite change for Adriana. We go to the strip club, and, you know, it seemed to be, it was like maybe like a gay strip club in a way.
Yeah.
Or maybe the dudes were just on that team.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was super cute having them all trying to figure out who the hell she married. Apparently, she was wiling out in the bar. And we had a special guest, the Beverly Hills Housewives in the episode, which was cute.
Cute.
I like them.
Cute.
I like those two. I'm a fan of the Beverly Housewives. So.
Same here. I like seeing them, and they're in the gym when they found them, which was kind of weird.
Yeah, like, how did you know they was at the
cool,
gym?
Right.
And we have, let's see here, Silver getting left behind, having this random jacket, which I did not see that coming, that I was going to be with Mark.
Oh, me neither. I usually see these things coming for some reason.
Right.
I put two and two together, but I thought, yeah, she did go home with somebody, but I thought a random person. And I did not think Mark at all.
Exactly. And so Naomi's going through it, trying to figure out who the hell she married. I mean, they went to the strip club. Where did they go after that? Was it just to the restaurant? Or
I think it was the strip club and then they went to a house or?
Oh, right. They went to the Beverly Hills. They met up with the Beverly Hills wives.
Oh, right.
Then they found out that Annie was locked in the bathroom. How are you about to forget that your friend is locked in the bathroom?
Poor thing.
Like, in there chilling in the tub. Like, I would have done the same thing. I would have fell asleep up in there.
I like that they mentioned that the knob was broken earlier in the episode. Uh-huh. So it wasn't too big of a deal. Yeah.
I didn't get that.
Yeah.
All right. I missed that. So I was like, what the heck? So that was cute. What else did we have that was quite interesting?
Oh, and then we find out at the end that Naomi married herself, which I thought was brilliant.
But at first, I really thought she married her brother.
Me too. Especially, I was scared. Yes, especially from the previews earlier. And I was like, okay, if she was drunk, all her friends were drunk. Okay, great. But I bet Mark wasn't drunk. And he doesn't look like the type to go and get
married
to his sister. Crazy. Yeah.
He's been very reasonable.
Exactly. So I thought, okay, what if... First, I was like thinking, oh my gosh, what if it's not really her brother and all these crazy thoughts? And then, we find out.
She married herself.
Yes.
That is super cute. I want to marry myself. Does that sound conceited?
Not at all.
No. It's just, you know, when you're happy with yourself, that's
exactly.
Awesome. You need to be happy with yourself before you can move on.
Exactly.
Point blank. And out of a divorcee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's at least a hot divorced woman.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I was hoping, though, overall, that they were going to kind of bring back the old Naomi. We didn't really get to see that.
Yeah, it wasn't enough for me.
It wasn't, exactly. Yeah. Like, I was really hoping, you know, from the previews we saw, you know, that it was going to be, like, crazy and her dancing. I mean, we saw the photos, but
yeah,
I wish they would have showed more.
Exactly, and I was really hoping they'd zoom in on those photos. I want to see what she did.
Right. During the middle of the whole situation, we had Silver and Adriana. Like we saw last episode, you know, they made this pact about Mark.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought was just silly to begin with.
It was dumb. I mean, because really at the end of the day, you're going to fight about Mark.
Right.
Now. I mean, yes, he's a gorgeous looking guy. But, I mean, if he goes for one of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need to be happy for the person. You know, it'd be different if, like, Adriana and him already hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And Adriana put it in Silver's mind.
Right.
That he liked her.
Exactly.
So,
makes me so mad.
She cannot even be mad. We get to the situation. You know, Adriana goes to her house, finds this jacket. To me, I'm just like, okay, well, whatever. She has a jacket in her house. Like, whatever, you know? Come to find out, it ends up being Mark's jacket. And, you know, I give Silver guts to tell her. That was actually a really good thing that she went and told her.
And I thought, okay, great. Then the slate's going to be clean. And even Adriana said, you know, I'm really happy that you came clean and you're honest. And it takes a lot to be honest.
Right.
And I thought, okay, great. She's, like, cool with it. She understands, you know, nothing happened with her and Adriana. Mark and Adriana. And, I mean, I don't even think that she really, really I mean, she just thought he was cute.
Right.
Big deal, okay?
But now it's like, is she going to turn psycho again? I mean, we all saw her reaction. Like, who saw that coming? She was all sweet and innocent. Then all of a sudden it was like...
She slams, a mirror down and she gives that
face? She
was
like off of Snow White, the evil queen or something. Like, she looked crazy. I was like, oh no, please don't come back as a crazy person.
I'm kind of excited. I like her crazy.
I just wish she could be normal.
Right.
Poor thing. She's gone through it.
She's gone through enough and crazy's bound to come out.
Yeah. And one thing that came to my head, I was like, wouldn't that be crazy if Silver was to get pregnant and Michaela's pregnant too?
Gosh.
Like, you know, they accidentally, like, you know, they had sex, obviously.
And
we all know
that. Magically.
That would be crazy.
That would be insane.
Two kids? No
time.
Oh,
boy.
No time.
Oh, boy.
She would not know what to do. And, I mean, do you think Mark's a good companion for her? Do you think he's really going to like her?
I honestly don't see it. I mean, I don't even see chemistry between them. It's crazy.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I saw it more with
Adriana. Especially when they were talking.
Yeah, I thought just like cool friends, whatever.
But I really don't see it either. That's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, even when they were talking, I was like, you know, Silver's just doesn't... I could see him with, like, Adriana. You know,
yeah.
She's, like, kind of curvy. Not, like, really curvy. Don't get me wrong. She's not curvy. Like, big at all. But, you know, just, like, Silver's more, like, innocent, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I think Mark needs, like, a more womanly...
Like, bad girl. Like...
Silver's too nice.
Yeah, she's definitely way too nice and too sensitive, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So,
especially with the whole...
Yeah.
The whole with the whole baby thing going on. I mean, he really wants to get into that now. Really?
I mean, getting into the baby situation.
Yes.
I mean, we see, you know, Michaela's having the morning sickness.
Morning, afternoon, evening.
I cannot imagine. I really cannot imagine. And during the scene, Dixon brings a random girl home, trying to get it on with Michaela in the living room puking. They end up hitting it off. I feel like if they was to, like, really like each other, they would have hit it off a long time ago.
Right?
Now he's, like, trying to hit on her when he knows she's having a kid. Luckily, it's not her kid, so it's really not that complicating.
Yeah, but she just gotta wait 9 months.
Right, but still, it's, like, weird.
It's a little weird. I think they just kind of threw in that story.
I just don't see that.
He wasn't even thinking it either until, I don't remember who it was, put that thought into his head, like, oh, you guys are on a date.
Right.
What the heck?
Like, Namid, get it together. Like, you don't even have your own love life. Now you're trying to tell people to date other people.
Right. I don't think it was a good idea.
Yeah. And so we see them kind of like him telling Annie, you know, oh, you know, I like this guy,
mm-hmm.
or this girl. This guy. I hope he's not.
Boy.
That's a
whole other story.
Yes. I mean, to me, it's just really random. And I kind of wish we would have seen that other girl be in his life a lot more. The girl after Adriana.
Yeah.
Forgot her name. Yes. We know who
you're
talking about.
Yes, that girl.
Yeah, that girl.
The girl whose father he killed.
Mm-hmm. I would have liked to see her a lot more in it. So, Navid, I guess, was just giving issues because he had his own issues himself.
Yes.
This whole situation with Campbell. Now, Campbell, you need to get your life together because, seriously, it is not that serious, okay?
I mean, if the whole cheating thing and then he is going to go to the dean and Campbell's already there. I mean, like, who are these guys? The whole society, really, they don't run the school. So what, his dad gave money, he has a building named after him, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. It's too high school for me. They're in college. Nobody acts like that.
I totally agree. And the fact of it is like, okay, he cheated one time. Like,
yeah.
Come on now. Okay.
Nobody gets kicked out of school for cheating, first and foremost. I mean,
there's so many other kids.
It's not Harvard, okay?
Right. You know, and it was one time on one test. Like, let's just be real. You know, so Liam, of course, is trying to help a friend out in need
mm-hmm.
when he sees Campbell in his stepmom's house.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward. And the stepmom's now saying, you can't tell Campbell that you know because all of that stuff. I'm like, you know what, girl? This is not your problem.
The truth's going to come out
about him. You should just own up to yourself and get you a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when, you know, if I was Liam and a girl told me if her husband was to find out she does not know what he would do to you, Liam, why are you putting yourself back in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
Why the heck would you want to be in a situation where you know if something happened, something's about to go down? And from your experience, you want to put yourself back in there? I mean, if that's you, then that's
seriously
what you want to do.
Yes.
I guess. Like, weird. It's weird to me. I don't know. I mean, he just really needs to end up with Annie. I'm so on
Seriously,
Annie right now.
I mean, just really, saying. It's about time. We're waiting. We're really waiting.
Really waiting. It's, like, they just need to go get married.
Seriously.
I mean,
he just gets himself stuck in so much drama. And now he's trying to help his friend out and
shots, walking on a ledge. Are you crazy?
Well, after he took like, what, 5 shots?
Yeah.
And now he's walking on a ledge. That could have ended so wrong.
There's no way it could. Oh, there's no way.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. That'd be horrible. Like,
oh, man.
Trying to save Navid would never know what to even do. So, I mean, Campbell was kind of, you know, right about the whole Navid and Liam situation. So he throws it in the mix to where Navid starts getting beat up by Liam mm-hmm. to prove. I mean, do you think he really cared whenever he was like, please, Liam, like, just don't do it? Like,
I think he knew. He knew, right?
Maybe.
Navid knew that Liam was going to beat him. I think they set the whole thing up together so he could gain the society's trust.
And try to get the phone.
Yeah, so I think that was all acting acting.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, he really beat him up though. He had to show blood. He had to, you know, get really in his face to make it believable.
Sad.
I know.
Naveed just seems like such a sweetheart.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, well. Poor thing. I mean, that whole situation, who knows how it's going to pan out. I mean, I definitely feel like they're going to get back at Campbell. They are not going to let this slide. They're not.
No
I
way.
Don't believe it.
They're not going to let Naveed take the fall for something.
Right.
A group of guys have probably been doing for, like, the past 4 years.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
So that's so unfortunate to see what's about to go down. Do you have any other comments about this episode?
Just craziness.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Ready to see what's coming next. We only have five more episodes left.
I'm so sad, and we have to wait until April, was it 15th?
Yes.
Really? What am I going to do without my 90210?
Our 90210 fix. We're just going to have to watch another season.
Right? We have to watch old episodes.
Just keep on watching. Keep on watching. Let's get into predictions. AfterBuzz prediction.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, considering there's only five more episodes left, obviously there can't be no baby coming.
Or can there? I'm sure they're going to do some kind of, like, fast forward and show the baby, and I don't know. Okay.
How do you... What?
I saw a picture Trevor Donovan tweeted or Instagrammed of him holding a baby, and he posted saying, "Not my baby." So I don't know if that was from the show. He didn't say anything else. I don't know if that was actually, like, from the show or anything.
Oh, my God.
So I'm thinking they're going to do, like, a fast forward maybe for the finale. I don't know.
You think? I really hope so. I honestly hope that they put all the storylines that we've all wanted just to happen. Like,
yeah.
Gossip Girl's ending season was amazing.
Yes.
You know, everything happened how everybody wanted it. And I'm hoping the best for 90210. I really don't want to see it go at all.
I don't.
There's definitely going to be a lot of drama and a lot of happening. So April 15th, we will be back. Probably April 16th.
Yes.
On Tuesdays, every night at 8, we will be back. Thanks again for watching. We keep it short and sweet on here. You know, we like to get straight to the point. And yes, so I'm your host, Nicolette Gaona. You can find me on Twitter, at Instagram, at Sinse_DRC. That's Sinse_DRC.
And you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Violet Kanyan, VioletKanian.
Thanks, guys, and have a good night.
Thanks.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.